It has come to growth and has been made complete. It has taken leave of earth and has come to the sea. It has escaped from the prison of earth and has become of the sea.
All that earth is rough is mud. I don't know why earth. Gyan is mud.
Our water has remained imprisoned in mud. Listen, O Sea of Mercy, draw us out of the clay.
Now we place with the word. First one is gel, which is mud. The second one, he will bring it to tin, the Arabic for earth, and mud itself again, because tin is not the globe, it's the material. And the point is that these transformed people, let's pray to become that. Because they will say that. They will say our water is transformed. Oh, this is not something I do. Oh, that ocean, please help me to get rid of these clay. Because what will help you in this polishing? The only thing is ocean of knowledge. Because knowledge is helping us to polish ourselves and become a better person, isn't it? Yes?
The sea says, I draw you into myself, but you are vainly pretending to be the sweet water. Your vain pretense is keeping you deprived of fortune. Abandon that fancy and enter into me.
What was that? This was easy, right? So you could picture it and have it in your mind always. Imagine somebody is stuck in the mud, okay? And he's praying that, oh, the ocean, please help me. Save me from this mud. The ocean will say, we'll do something. We'll come and go, but the guy is stuck. The ocean will say, I'm pulling you. But whether you're stuck with that stuff, as long as you're stuck, you're hopeless. What is that problem with you? Is that when you're stuck in a mud, you will go around and pretend that you are water. That's the thing that keeps you there. That's why ocean cannot help you. Because you are grabbing the attention of the others and you are loving yourself because of an illusion about yourself. It's like that. Because when they say heart, you say, ah, yes. Believing that the stuff in me is the heart, he said, this is not the heart. We started with this story. Remember, we started with the guy who was asking the Jesus for the spell. Remember? And he said, it's not the spell. You have to have the clean mouth. Here, okay, the best prayer is to ask the ocean to save you. But the ocean will say, of course I'm pulling you, but you're stuck over there. Because you pretend to be something else. Do not pretend to be something else. That something else exists somewhere else and is doing something else. It doesn't help you. Yes?
The water in the earth desires to go into the sea. The earth has seized the water's foot and is dragging.
Okay, if a six-year-old boy was listening, he was thinking about the gravity of the earth and stuff like that, right? Read it again.
The water in the earth desires to go into the sea. The earth has seized the water's foot and is dragging.
You see, the earth, if it is, it means planet earth, there is a meaning over there which is an abstraction. Now change it to mud, then you will see the difference.
Okay. The water in the earth desires to go...
Not the earth.
The water in the mud desires to go into the sea. The mud has seized the water's foot and is dragging.
Now you understand it. You see, the water which is in the mud wants to go to the ocean, but the mud is grabbing the feet of that water, doesn't let go. Means your soul wants to join the ocean, but your physical existence is grabbing it because it doesn't want to let go of it. This is what we are talking about. This is the complication. Because they both exist and you cannot get rid of one of them. They have to both work together, yes?
If it releases its foot from the hand of the mud will be left dry and it becomes absolutely free.
Absolutely free is a very simple word here, which is independent. Mustaqil is independence. The word is mustaqil or mustaqil, like that. Yes.
What is that drawing back of the water by the mud? You're drawing the desert and the unmixed wine. Even so, every lust in the world, whether it be riches or power or bread, each of these things produce intoxication in you. And when you gain it not, it inflicts a headache upon you.
Means what? Listen, I told you, you are a piece of mud, right? And we wish the water to come out, to join the ocean. But the mud doesn't let go. You know what's that? What is that grabbing you? Is all your lust and appetite for life, which is the animal. The animal which was good, which was the beginning, which was the machine that I'm driving, when it comes to this point, that animal doesn't let go. All the different appetites, lusts here, no matter it is the money or the position or some good stuff to eat. All of that, doesn't matter. All are grabbing your feet not to transform, yes?
This headache of grief has become a proof that your intoxication was caused by that missed object. Do not partake of these.
Okay, now what should you do really? Okay, I'm here. And this animal is here. And all the appetites and needs and necessities of this animal is grabbing my feet. What should I do? Please read it now. Rumi will tell you what to do.
Do not partake of these, but according to the measure of necessity, lest they grow predominant and become rulers over you. You scornfully refused, saying, I am the owner of a heart. I have no need of anyone else. I am united.
Okay. Now wait a minute, because the translation was a little bit stuff, but the first order he said, listen, nobody could tell you that do not feed this animal. Do you remember? We talked about it. We said this donkey is yours, your duty, and do not give the body the lahol. Now here, in the place of lahol, we say, okay, when it comes to that, pay attention to limitation. Minimize it. Because this is stuff, he will say, more is better. And we know that's not correct. Therefore, we try less. Just with the necessities. Because if you give it more, it will become your master. That's what it is. Suddenly, you stopped, you bragged that I have the heart, He goes back to the point, do you remember, he said, when I'm talking about the heart, do you think that you have a heart? No, I'm talking about a clean, pure heart. You say, you see, when it comes to the prayer, normally the people have a very famous saying in so many different languages, I heard it. It's always the same. When you want to talk about something, about the divinity, they will say, you know what? Me and my God, I'm close. That's the end of the argument. That I have a personal relationship that nobody understands. That's it. You say, you brag like that. You say that I have the heart and I don't need anyone because I have arrived, I'm connected. This will be like that little water in the mud coming out and say, okay, where is the special space for me to run? Yes?
That is as though the water in the mud should scornfully refuse, saying, I am the water, and why should I seek aid? You fancied this polluted was the heart. Consequently, you averted your heart from those who possessed of hearts.
Yes, this is the side effect. If you think that what you have is heart, because, okay, I have good sentiments. When they say heart, always they think that, okay, that soft place that I have sentiment. Heart is not soft. Heart is the strongest ever, because heart is the heart of the matter. Is the heart of the existence. Is the heart of that process. Do you remember I talked about the process from Big Bang up to here? Okay, that process started why? Because a decision was made. A plan was made. It started, right? When I'm saying heart, I'm saying the heart of even that planner of that movement. That's what the heart is all about. But you think that, yes, this is the heart. That's why you don't seek that heart. That one exists. We are not talking about the abstract space or cyberspace. It's real. It's this is the existence. We exist here because of that process. Could you be here without that process of Big Bang? Could you be here without the process of these complicated molecules attracting each other, knowing each other, understanding each other? That's the improvement of the knowledge that ocean has brought me here. And that one, this one, right at the beginning, is not it. Remember, it's that stuff. Yes?
Do you indeed think it possible that this heart, which is in love with milk and honey, should be that heart? The deliciousness of milk and honey is the reflection of the heart. From that heart, the sweetness of every sweet thing is derived.
A lot of believers, they're waiting for a paradise, which is, first of all, there. It's not there, ever. It's always there. And it's a garden, and there is milk, and there is honey. What a boring place, first of all. Are you waiting for... When we said milk and honey, milk doesn't mean a good pasteurized milk boiled with the coffee in it or what. We talked about the milk, remember? Right at the beginning of book 2, we said, there are things that will come to you directly. That's like the blood. But there are things that you have to suck, to be there, to try to have it. That's what milk was for us, right? And what is the honey? The meaning of sweetness. Here we say,